Ida, I-D-A, Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 5/3/47. This is a 77-year-old woman currently in hospice with end-stage COPD, hypertension, and congestive heart failure, period. Nivergas patient is 77 years old. Her husband died some time ago, period. She also has 4 children, which one passed away 2 years ago, her daughter, period. The paragraph, she lives with her sister, Lily Taylor, L-I-L-L-Y-T-A-Y-L-O-R, who's her primary caregiver, period. New paragraph, Lily tells me that Ida is short of breath all the time, period. New paragraph, she gets up to go to the bathroom, and she becomes very short of breath, hence the reason for wearing a diaper and having issues with incontinence, period. New paragraph, she also suffers from congestive heart failure, right-sided heart failure, pulmonary hypertension, which is contributing to her shortness of breath, period. New paragraph, she has had no recent CHF, no recent surgeries. She was a heavy smoker in the past, period. She's in need of nebulizer machine because her nebulizer is not working any longer, period. No recent hospitalization except for a year ago when she had congestive heart failure, period. Her KPS is 40%. Medications include Lipitor 40 milligram and furosemide 20 milligram to help with the edema. She continues to have edema despite being on Lasix, right greater than left, period. Her COVID, flu, and pneumonia shots are up to date per her sister, period. Family history is consistent with mom dying of myocardial infarction, dad dying of prostate cancer, period. Patient is ADL dependent. Patient is short of breath at all times. Also has had a stroke causing right-sided weakness. She's at a high risk of fall, period. She has bouts of aspiration because of her stroke in the past, period. Overall prognosis remains quite poor. Given the natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.